Hi everyone, this is Adrienne Everhart, your feminine energy, dating, relationship, and lifestyle coach. In this episode, it's a part two of 10 attractive feminine ways to use now. These are 10 of my most favorite, most used tools where I have gotten such amazing responses from, and they've helped so many people. I wanted to share them all with you in this podcast. Now, these tools, you can also find them in most of my programs over at everheartcoaching.com, and I sometimes share them in my YouTube channel as well. You can visit that as well. I'm Adrienne Everhart over on YouTube. Now, this first tip I'm going to share with you is technically number 6 because we're picking up from last week, but I talk about this in New Man Manifesto, these next two actually, because they were so powerful in helping so many women. I talk about this program, about how I was really into manifesting, learned how to do it at a very young age, and knew the power of focusing in on what it is you want and setting your frequency to what it is you do want. Because so often we will talk about what we don't have and how it's annoying us and we're unhappy because we don't have this. So this tip was a real game changer. A lot of girls in my free group over on Facebook, I Heart Love Academy, they love to show this one off. And it is about wearing a wedding ring on your finger. So if you're single and you're not married and you want to get in alignment with what it feels like to be a married woman, I want you to go open up your jewelry box and pick out a ring that would feel like a wedding ring. Or if you're really into it, go buy a new ring. Go buy something that really speaks to you and make it very special. And even have yourself like a little ceremony. So you're going to put that ring on. You're going to wear it on your ring finger. I suggest mostly doing it when you're, you know, around your house. But if you want to go out, wear it minimally when you're out, because I would love for a man to see that your ring finger is empty and ask you out on a date. But the thing is that this wearing this wedding ring and really taking it serious and having this moment where you're like, oh, I'm a married lady. How do I walk? How do I talk? How do I dress? How do I walk around my house? I remember when I first started doing this, I would put on a diamond band on my finger and I would fold laundry. And I would be folding myself and my husband's laundry and creating this world for us. And this world that I'm creating was really about aligning my energy with what it felt like for me to be a wife. And let me tell you, there's plenty of laundry for everybody always. That's just one example. But go run errands and wear a ring on your finger and be a wife. I really love using this tool also when you, let's say, have to take your car into the mechanic or you have to talk to a contractor. Wear that ring on your finger and be a wife, because I believe with that comes a certain amount of assertiveness and power and confidence that someone has your back. And that is what you want in your relationship with a man. You want to feel that this man is going to be behind you, protecting you, keeping you strong and safe. So that ring is a symbol of that. Let it mean anything positive that you want it to mean, but wear a ring on your finger. Once in a while, align your energy with what it feels like to be a wife. This next tip also comes from New Man Manifesto, and it's about setting the table for two. Now, a lot of women, you may find yourself alone having dinner by yourself, and whenever I would have dinner by myself, I have to admit, a lot of the times I would find myself feeling like a failure. Like, this is where I was in life, eating alone, having my evenings alone, when really what I wanted was a family. I wanted this big, beautiful family with my husband and our pets. And setting a table for two means you get to practice, again, having that relationship and being that person, aligning with that energy of who you want to be. When you're sitting in your living room eating a bowl of cereal for dinner, you know, watching your favorite show on television, you're not necessarily connecting with your highest self and where you really want to be. Especially if you're feeling bad about yourself in the moment, which I was doing. So some nights I would set the table for two. I would create a plate, a table mat, silverware, light a candle, put flowers on the table, and I would have a place for him and I would have a place for me. I wouldn't always put food on his plate, but I would put it on mine and I would have my dinner and I would have my conversations with my husband. And if someone would have looked through my windows, they would have thought I was a crazy person. But when I did this, I started to feel really good. And I began to have these conversations with this future person who would be my husband. And I also talk about how I would sometimes do this in the shower. If I was in a hurry, I would pretend I was having a conversation with my husband while I was taking a shower. And no kidding, when Jeff came back into my life, one of the conversations I used to have with him, these pretend conversations, I would talk about him riding his bicycle and cycling. And I would talk about all the things that I like to do. And interestingly enough, when he came back into my life, guess what? He had taken up long distance cycling. It's really amazing how this can happen. So set the table for two. Have these conversations with your partner, even when they're not around you. Even if you're married and you're in a relationship, I want you to begin to have conversations with your husband in your mind by yourself. You're going to get to practice your feminine energy and have them go the way you want them to go. There's so much to be said for just aligning your energy with what feels good and right for you, but you also kind of work out some of these details. You work out some of these things in your life or feelings or emotions or thoughts, and you really find out what's important and what isn't. So this is a great one to practice for manifesting the type of conversations and companionship you really want to have. Now, number seven is about a breathing app that I designed. You can find it on my website or my social media. It's in the VIP library. If you buy any program of mine, this little breathing app or GIF comes with any purchase. VIP library has more than 20 items. It's amazing. And I give it to you for free whenever you buy one of my programs. So you're getting so many extra things. This breathing app, I needed something visual to help me slow my mind down and get back into my feminine energy. Because for me, when my masculine energy takes over, I already start creating images and conversations and feelings and emotions that are going to happen all because of my thoughts and my thinking. So feminine energy is about aligning yourself with your body. Not so much the mind, but the mind is a part of it. Because if the mind begins to think and throw you sentences and words that scare you or alarm you or stress you out, your body will respond. So this is the difficult thing about balancing masculine and feminine energy. That masculine energy wants to protect you. It's going to tell you everything that could possibly ever go wrong. And then you're going to feel it as if it's true, when in reality, it's just a thought you're having. It's just a thought. So your thoughts lead to feelings. So the breathing app was visual. It creates a box with four sides when you inhale, and then you hold it, and then you exhale, and you complete the box. It's a great little app. I have it over on my website, everheartcoaching.com, with any program. But essentially, you're just inhaling for about up to about 5 or 6 seconds. I like to hold it for equally as long, just to where I get a little uncomfortable holding my breath. And then I release that breath for the same amount of time. And my favorite part, when you have completed that breath, stay there, if you can, for another 4 or 5 seconds. And again, you start to feel that discomfort, but then you can inhale after for another 4 or 5 seconds. And you can just continue this. And so it's this process of breathing and expanding, feeling some discomfort, then releasing it, again, getting to this place of where the world kind of stops when you exhale. You just stay there for a moment and you feel so much peace in that moment. But at some point you start to feel a little uncomfortable and you inhale again. For me, this is such a great way to drop back down in my body and find what I'm feeling and get in touch with what really matters to me in that moment. I'm able to make some much better decisions about what I want to do or say in that moment. This next feminine energy tool I'd like to teach you is about growing your heart. And I was inspired when I was reading Thich Nhat Hanh because... Hi, everyone. This is Adrienne Everhart. If you're enjoying my podcast and also enjoy my YouTube channel, I suggest you go a little bit deeper into one of my self-study programs. I recommend everyone start with my ebook, 500 Ways to Talk to a Man. It also comes with a two-day video class. This ebook has transformed the lives of so many women because I help you get aligned with your natural feminine energy and learn to speak and phrase your words in a way that really connects to a man's heart instead of challenging him with masculine energy. I can teach you so much more in my self-study programs. I have something for every topic that you may be interested in. And of course, New Man Manifesto, which is a 12-week manifesting course. It comes with homework and lots of extras. So head on over to my website, everhartcoaching.com, to learn more. At the heart of Nhat Hanh's teachings is this idea that understanding is love's other name. And I talk about that in my Really, Really Get Him tool that was in the podcast previously to this episode. But when you really love someone, it means you really understand his or her suffering. And we can't really accept or tolerate other people and their shortcomings when you're demanding that they change. So often, the problems we're having with a man, a person, or a situation in life is that we're demanding that they change and that they become someone different. But when you expand your heart and you let your heart get bigger, the things that used to make you suffer don't really cause as much suffering anymore because you now have this understanding and compassion. And that's what feminine energy is about. It's about embracing other people just the way they are. And then the amazing thing happens, and that is that they have a chance to transform their life. In psychology, this is known as unconditional positive regard. So for me, growing your heart is about expanding your heart energy and letting it just fill up the room, fill up the space around you, cover the entire world, and let that include your partner. A couple of podcasts previous to this, I talked about how criticism is the thing that is killing your relationship. And it can also be the thing that's causing the most harm with your relationship with yourself, is that we're criticizing and we're not really getting clear about what we are feeling and what our boundary is and what this need is we're having. And so it really turns into wanting a person to change instead of us changing. We have to align with what it is that feels good to us. As I so often say, this work begins and ends with how you feel. So to expand your heart, I want you to just place both hands on your heart. Think about a person or a pet or someone that you love, anything you love that makes you feel love. It could be nature, feelings of God. And I want you to really look into that person's eyes or feel that warmth of love, what love feels like to you, and to let it start in your heart. And you can imagine it like a color, and just slowly let that color expand until it covers your entire body. So you're in a little bubble of love. And then see if you can let that same love go back to that feeling of love and let it expand 2 or 3 feet outside of you and feel it expand to the tops of the ceiling of the room you're in. And just when you can't think that that love can go any further, let it expand into your whole house, your whole building, wherever you may be living at, until it covers your entire neighborhood, your city. And eventually, if you can, imagine that love in your heart that you're feeling to cover the entire world. And just let that feeling in your heart of love grow and grow. And this is a practice. It feels good right now, having all of this love surrounding you. You have so much love to give. You have so much ability to receive love and just sit in that and feel how wonderful and powerful and calm and centered that it feels. It's really an amazing feeling. And then when you've completed this practice, you can keep your love, your feeling there. But I always like to bring your attention and your energy back into this room where you are. Because as always, this love begins with you. And that love being surrounded around you and yourself. We don't want it to always be all over the entire planet. We have to let it start with us. But it is a great practice to have, especially if you want to grow your heart with your man or invite a new possibility of love your way. All right, we're finally down to number 10 of my attractive feminine ways I want you to use right now. And this one is called ballerina pose or dancer's pose. I love this pose and I try to practice it as much as possible because it instantly relaxes me. And it instantly gets me into this place of listening and feeling and being present instead of leaning forward physically and being in the future or solving things or fixing things or being in charge of things. So dancer's pose is really easy. You can stand up and you want to put one foot in front of the other. It doesn't have to be like a straight line. Just put one foot in front of the other as if you're taking a step. And then you want to lean back on your leg. You want to lean back into your hips. And what you're doing is you're opening up that solar plexus area. You're opening up the area around your vagina. And put your hands at your side. And you're literally just leaning back. So it never fails. Whenever I'm really starting to get triggered or activated into my masculine energy, I'll notice that I'll cross my arms and I'll lean in. Now, don't get me wrong. There are times in life you want to be in your masculine energy and you have to take charge. But as much as you can, practice just leaning back, being in this dancer's pose. Raise your shoulders up, drop them down, one foot behind the other and lean back. So often when I'm out at a restaurant or I see a couple sitting at a table and talking, and the girl just is totally leaning forward in on the guy. And the guy is all slouched back in his chair because he's leaning back. So whenever a woman leans forward towards a man, that man will lean back. He will not challenge you for the alpha spot. But as long as you're leaning back, you're creating room for masculine energy to pursue you. So this is the magic of dancer's pose. It physically makes you lean back. But you're also opening up that abdominal area in your vagina. You're creating a room for the man to fill because this is an area of your body where you receive. The only time you give from that area is if you're having a child, menstruation, or you're going to the bathroom. But most of the time, I hope, this place, this part in your body, it is for receiving from a man. So you're going to allow that area to expand, be open, be available to receive. It is an invitation to the man to want to do for you, be in his masculine energy, and pursue you. I love that tool especially because, again, when I do it, I lean back, I allow my pelvis to relax. I'm just like, wow, I don't have to be super focused and hyper focused on solving this or fixing this. And whenever I do this with my husband, it usually takes a couple of minutes, but he will go into action. And I'm always really surprised. I'm like, wow, this is a really great idea. Or he looks at things a very different way. But if I was leaning in and I was running the show, he would let me run the show. Unless it greatly conflicted with him. But you see, I'm in my doing action, masculine energy mode. I'm not allowing him to be the man if that's what I'm doing. So dancer's pose is great to practice if you're just in a room with people or you're at work or you can even practice it with your kids. You can just kind of like lean back even if you're sitting in a chair. You can lean back, kind of tuck one leg under the other and it opens up that abdominal area. All right, everyone. I hope these tips have been really fun and helpful and I've taught you some new things that maybe you didn't know about. And if you want to learn more, I have some amazing self-study programs over at my website. everheartcoaching.com. My programs come with this amazing VIP library. You will love this library. There are so many fun things in there to explore and learn. All right, everyone. I'll see you next week. Much love. Bye-bye.